At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas City Council was supposed to vote next week on recommendations for Confederate monuments and symbols, but at a public meeting yesterday, the City Council pushed back the vote indefinitely while it directed the City Manager's office to study the feasibility of the options and report back next year. A task force put together by the mayor recommended removing the Confederate War Memorial outside the convention center, changing streets named for Confederate leaders, and adding interpretive signage to murals at Fair Park. Early voting ends tomorrow for a number of local elections. Voters in the Fort Worth School District will consider a $750 million bond package and a so-called penny swap election. KERA's Bill Zeeble explains.
The two-penny swap is the more novel election item. It would raise $23 million a year with no tax increase. Fort Worth Superintendent Kent Scribner told the lunch crowd that the 2 cents would come from a fund typically used to pay off debts. The money would then be swapped to a maintenance and operations fund to help upgrade elementary and middle schools.
If a local community wants to invest in its schools, initially the state will more than match that. The state will reward you for doing that.
Texas would reward Fort Worth with millions on top of the money raised here. Scribner said the district can afford a two-penny swap thanks to high property values and a AAA bond rating. The ballot also includes a $750 million bond package. It would help buy land for new and growing campuses and modernize some of the district's oldest, biggest schools.
The lion's share of the investment, this is $580 million. 60% of our schools were built before 1960. Our high schools, many of you know, Poly, 1930s, Arlington Heights built in the 1930s, Tech as well, are our older high schools that we need to invest.
Scribner called it a responsible bond that fixes and builds on what exists as opposed to building brand new at a higher cost. He said it also takes into account a growing student population. In just 3 years, the district could have about 4,000 more students than it does today. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Election Day is Tuesday. You can check out a voter guide at keranews.org. In past years, Dallas Video Fest featured more than 100 movies stretched out over a week. But this year's lineup includes only a few dozen shown over this weekend. Our big screen team talked with Video Fest's artistic director about creating a leaner, more focused fest.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today our guest is Bart Weiss, who is, of course, the artistic director of Video Fest. Bart, thanks for coming back and talking to us once again.
Thanks for having me here.
Before we talk about some of the films you're showing, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about your decision to break up Video Fest into the documentary section, which aired a few weeks ago, and then this weekend's programming, which you're calling Alt Fiction.
I had this idea that when you go to a festival, there's so much going on, and you know, I go to a lot of festivals, and there's a lot of anxiety. So I thought instead of having 3 screens at once and 150 films to figure out what am I going to go see, I would narrow it down. So in both of these festivals, there's just one screening room, and I thought to divide them up between two of my passions, the instinct to tell things that are somewhat true through documentary and to create fictions, was really interesting. And with alternative fictions, which is interesting given the environment we're in, the idea of mixing both television, webisodes, and dramatic features and dramatic shorts into one festival, I didn't see anybody kind of mixing them in that kind of way.
And will this approach continue into next year's installment? Has the experiment been a success so far?
I absolutely love what we're doing and the direction we're doing. I just think I need to put a little more time in between them so I can get a little sleep.
Well, let's get to some of the things you are showing. One of the things that jumped off the page to me is you have an entire block of shorts that have one thing in common, and that is that they were all shot on mobile phones.
A lot of people are using mobile devices because it gives you a different sense of intimacy when you're either doing dramatic work, that you can have less crew and different kind of performances can emerge. Or certainly in documentaries, you can see the world very differently if you're just holding a phone. It also enables people with less money to create really good work.
You're showing one of my favorite films of the year, which is called Dawson City Frozen Times, just unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Well, this is from Bill Morrison, who's a filmmaker we've really loved for a long time. So when we found out that he had a new piece, I was, you know, of course we're going to show that. And this takes the way in which he deals with these images, but adds a story level to it that the other pieces don't. So it works on a much deeper level, which is why I really like having it. And it's really, it's one of our opening night shows at our festival, which again is pointing to a sense of direction of alternative fictions. These are fictions, but done in all unique kinds of ways.
Well, Bart, we've talked a lot about some of the things that interest us, but I want to know, of course, you know, if you had to make a recommendation of something that is not to be missed.
Kat Candler is a wonderful filmmaker from Austin, Texas. We've shown her short films and her features. We've loved her work for years. And she started working in television, and she's been working on the series Queen Sugar, and she was just recently named the showrunner of that series. So she's going to show an episode that she produced and directed and talk about what it means to be a showrunner, because so many people are excited about the possibilities of working in television. And here is somebody who has made that transition, done it very successfully, and has an incredible independent spirit, is a great storyteller, and I think is a great way to think about how any filmmaker can make that transition.
Bart Weiss, great to have you as always.
Thank you so much.
Video Fest runs tonight through Sunday at the Angelica Film Center in Dallas. Details are at artandseek.org. As for the forecast, look for sunny skies. Temperatures getting up to around 91 this afternoon. Should be partly cloudy tonight. The lows should fall to around 63, and then tomorrow a high near 92 under mostly sunny skies. It's 67 degrees now in Dallas, 65 in Fort Worth, 64 in Wichita Falls, and 72 degrees in Tyler.